And now a few minutes with Harold Belays, the longtime Spokane artist whose works are found in many areas of the community, from Riverfront Park to the plaza in front of Spokane Public Radio, died last week at the age of 89. Belays was not only a prolific artist, he was also a man with a devious sense of humor. In 2010, on the air with SBR's Vern Windham, Belays talked about the fun he had making pieces that he would secretly leave in places for people to stumble upon.
I love artifacts. I think it all started, I went to teach a winter quarter at the U, and because the weather was mild for us, we'd go have a picnic on the beach and there would be nobody there, which was nice. And here were these scuba divers out by Echo Point, I think it is, or one of the points over there. And they come back with a couple of rusty tin cans or something. Couldn't find anything. So one of the art instructors had a small rowboat, and they have by the corner of the kill in the pottery room, they have all these pieces of pottery that didn't quite come out, and they're just being weighted to all of the dumps. So anyway, we took them out in the rowboat and just scattered them all around Elk Eye Point out there in the water, and then waited a couple weekends and went out, and God, these guys were having the best time and coming back with all these
great artifacts.
All these great artifacts.
Ruins of ancient civilizations.
Nations. And so I started making what they call press molds. You just take a piece of plaster of Paris and scratch in it, and I was making things that looked like this, that, and the other thing, and ancient coins and blah, blah. And then when the grandkids would come over, I'd give them clay, and they'd press those all out for me. And then when I fired my enamels, I'd cook, and we made thousands of these things. And then when we'd go on trips, we'd leave them in flower boxes along the highway, put them on window ledges where people couldn't see them. And we were in Australia, and I'd taken a bunch over there, and came across a dig, and the archaeologists were, and it says, do not remove artifacts. But it didn't say anything about leaving them, so we left a hand. And then I believe in vandal art, too. And there's out there where you walk to see the painted rocks. There's rocks out there that, with a little sensitivity, you could just make that into this magnificent place with all these funny pile up rocks, but of course you can't do that. It's public property. Some kids might fall over and get hurt and sue everybody in the site. But so it needs a vandal art. And there's a couple of bridge abutments in the river I would like to organize some vandal. I got plenty of people who are interested, but we lack the backbone and the backup of lawyers.
The late artist Harold Belays with Vern Windham in 2010. Who says art has to be serious? Rest in peace, Uncle Harold. Thank you for your support of Inland Journal and Spokane Public Radio, and thank you for your comments and story ideas. Send them to inlandjournal@kpbx.org or call our listener line at 509-232-6904. I'm Doug Nadvornik. See you next week.